Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and how are you today? It's Friday. How was your Valentine's Day? Oh, let's get back to, it's like, maybe I don't want to get to Valentine's Day. Maybe I don't want to talk about it. But, that, you know, how was it? If it was really good, love to hear from you. Talk a lot about love. It's partly about love, not fully about love. I'm talking about success, pathways to success. And I have an article on that. And some ideas from my spirit teachers on that. You know, there's different ways of finding success, relationships. I mean, you can have a successful relationship or a successful love interest or something like that. That's one area of your life where you can have success. Maybe it's your career. Maybe you want to be more successful or reach a level of success in your career, right? Now, career and money kind of like, whoa, they fold together, but they are different. You know what I mean? They are different. So money could be really like primary interest in your life, and you want to be successful at money and you want a way to accumulate more money. But it doesn't necessarily mean success, but they're so interwoven together, it's hard to avoid that. And there's other ways of being successful in life. So that's what we're going to talk about today, pathways to success. And I'll give you a little hint. And when I look at the pathways of success, and I'll have my spirit teachers and Sarah group talk to you a little bit more about that. There's a couple things. Well, first of all, pathways to success has a lot to do with your life purpose. So if you know your life purpose and you're living your life purpose, then you're kind of on that path to success in whatever area it is, even in relationships. Well, let's just give you a friend. I see I have a caller. I'll be with you in a second. If you know that this person is one of your soulmates, and I use the word mates, not because there isn't particularly just one or a twin flame or something, there are different members of your soul family that can be your soulmate. So success in a relationship could be identifying your soulmate, but also success in a relationship. And I've become a student of the five love languages, and it's knowing which of the five love languages, or the top two, your partner will respond to. How do they know that you love them? It's how you fill their love bucket up or tank up or whatever you want to call it. And it's using one of the five love languages, or maybe a combination of two. I'll give you an example, and I'll be with a caller in a minute, because I think this is really valuable, and I've read a lot about this, and you know, for thousands of people and maybe millions of people who have gone through this process have discovered, oh, this is my love language. Well, this is the love language of my partner. And if I continue to feed my partner love this particular way, it's like, I know I'm avoiding the call, and I'm not really. It's kind of like hearing octaves. Humans can only hear certain octaves, but dogs can hear a higher octave, or other animal or other things can hear a lower octave. So how is your partner hearing you in what way? And I don't have to get into the five, but I'll tell you my top two, and if you're interested, we'll get into more of that. My top two are physical touch and words of affirmation. Now we can describe that a little bit more, but it's good to know how you respond, how you know that somebody loves you. we're showing you love in a way that you can respond to. So success in that. So that's one of the pathways to success, is knowing that about your partner and knowing it about yourself. Let's say, for example, mine is number five on my list is gifts. Giving me gifts doesn't really show me that you love me. Okay, I mean, it's nice, and I like gifts, but it's not like, oh, I'm madly in love with you because you gave me a bunch of gifts. No, not at all. Now, some people, yes, absolutely, gifts are really important, and the little ones are important, but not me. I think my ex-wife was about gifts. Looking back and reviewing our relationship, it was about gifts. And I could have probably done more in the relationship by just being more responsive to the little things, picking up the little gifts. Oh, I bought dinner home tonight. You don't have to cook. Now, that could be a combination of gifts and that could be acts of service, but yeah, okay, gifts. Or I saw this, I know you wanted this, whatever it is, and I picked it up for you. I think you'd really appreciate it. Or I know you wanted to read this book or watch this DVD or blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's showing your partner that you're thinking about them, you love them, and you're giving them something that they know, you know, that they would appreciate. It's not always about random gifts either, because, well, I won't get into this topic. I'll take a caller, then we'll get into an article about it. And I mainly want to emphasize meditation, because, well, we're going to discuss 100 ways to lead to success. But meditation is my tool of helping you. Guided meditation, personalized meditation is my way of helping you get to that, of overcoming. And we'll go through the article and I'll show you what I mean in the article about how meditation can help you on the ways to success. Oh, cool. Huh. So let me do that. And maybe if I have time, I'll let my spirit teachers talk to you. If not, they'll talk to you on Monday, right? So let me take a call and I'll be back, and then we'll get into that, because I like to show you how meditation. Now, meditation is good for a lot of things, but this specifically about gaining success, I'll point out some ideas about meditation and how it can lead to success. Hello.
Hi. Hi, George.
Hi. Hi.
Is Yvette calling you?
Hi, Yvette. How are you today?
I'm good. I have an interesting question, and I don't know if you can help me. It's something that happened a few weeks ago with a guy that I was working with, and I've known him for 10 years. There's always been this chemistry between us. But in the interim of me reconnecting with him, he just seemed a little – his business practice seems a little bit off. And I called him out, and we always had – we had this chemistry, but I felt like during this time, this was – kind of like my time to get the answers and questions I needed that I didn't have the opportunity to get in the past couple of previous years, because we never had a certain amount of time to spend together until now. And so I start asking Divine some questions, and I start getting the right answers about his personality, and those kept – his other dark side was coming out, for lack of a better expression. And so then him getting flaky on the appointments kind of scared. So I called him out. He didn't like it. So I canceled my remaining appointments. I'm not holding any grudge, but I'm just curious on what you were getting on him, or what was the details or the backstory or whatever you can help me with.
Okay, this would take more time than I have that I can give you today. But first of all, the first thing I got was he has a bruised ego. His ego gets bruised easily. Okay.
Uh huh.
A level of immaturity.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Emotional immaturity, okay?
That's what could go out with him, yeah.
So that's our response to things. If it doesn't go his way, he responds in a negative way, right?
Yep, it's his way or the highway, yep.
You could call this the Donald Trump syndrome, okay? That's my little take.
Yeah, narcissist, your way or the highway, yes.
Right, so what's the question, though? You know how he functions, you know how he does it, you know what his thing is, right?
Well, it was very apparent this time around, because I didn't see it because I wasn't with him, I'd have to hang out with him for, a certain amount of time until now, and I got the right answer.
Well,
so I just...
Well, Spirit would tell you, limit your contact.
Oh, it's already done.
Okay.
I don't have to see him ever again, yeah. No.
It limits your context because you're not connecting at a level that you both can appreciate each other. Okay?
Right. Right. Thank you.
He wants to be praised. I mean, if I use the love language things, which I'm really kind of into, one of the things is words of affirmation. He wants to be praised. He wants to be built up. Love him because you praise him and you make him feel good. Anything other than that, that's the only way. That's probably the primary thing for him to connect with. So if he wanted to, but that would be a lot of work on your part.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
Because you'd be constantly giving to him. Okay?
Uh-huh. Yep. Thank you so much. I already knew that, but I didn't want to. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you.
You see that love language comes into play even in people that haven't even developed a relationship yet. That's kind of an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it? That comes into play when just friends. You know, in the book, it talks, wasn't even going to go here, but that's the way to success. How do you build better relationships even at work, right? You know how other people respond, what fills them up, what makes them feel appreciated. Well, instead of the word love, what makes them feel appreciated? Now, the workplace, probably there's a couple of things that you couldn't use very much, like acts of physical contact, physical touch. Yeah, no, you can't do that. Not in the workplace. No, that doesn't work very well. Maybe in personal time, but no. But you could, you know, like gifts, little things that you can give somebody, even at work, little gifts can make them feel good, right? Oh, wow, yeah, they really care about me. They appreciate me because they're giving me an award. That's a gift, right? Boom, done. That fills somebody up and go, oh, yeah, they appreciate me. And, you know, words of affirmation, quality time would just be, you know, listening to them, sitting down and listening to their situation with no computers on, no phones on, just you and them, you and that person going for a walk or in the lunchroom or whatever it is and just having a nice conversation. That person will feel appreciated. So the love languages can apply in the business world too. You just have to know how a person responds. You know, I wasn't going to go there today, but you got acts of appreciation, you know, words of appreciation, quality time together, gifts can work too to some degree. It just depends on what makes a person feel good, loved, feel good, loved. You know, you can feel loved in the workplace, right, or appreciated in the workplace. I forgot one. Yeah, there's another one, but I know that the physical touch wouldn't work. Quality time would probably work in some people, you know. So you think about even that area, you can be more successful in the business world by applying these principles. Okay, so let me get into this 100 ways to achieve success, and it's from Code of Living. It's codeofliving.com, Allison R. And this goes back a ways, but I'm going to go through this because I'm emphasizing meditation. I've taught meditation, or I've led meditations, or I've had groups in meditation. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist. I prefer meditation than the traditional hypnosis because you can go to the same place. You're tapping into the subconscious, the higher self, the higher consciousness in meditation. And so you're getting your own answers and direction in life by doing that. So I believe in meditation. I believe in presenting meditations, and I'm going to do more of them and post them on YouTube and other places and Facebook meditations, because meditations help you to – they do a lot of physical benefit. There's a lot of physical benefit, but there's also benefits in reaching a successful place in your life in whatever area that you want to be successful. I mean, back to this relationship stuff. In meditation, you can decide, you can even visualize your partner and see what they respond to. Or you can see your partner in certain situations and see how they respond to the various acts of love, languages of love. Okay, so let's get in some of the primary ideas here about success. And success, success means whatever you mean it to be. It's not necessarily financial or business. Now, most people got to classify it in those two areas, but it could be a lot more. Set daily goals for yourself. Daily success. Set an intention or a goal for the day. And at the end of the day, review it and go, hey, yeah, I did a pretty good job today. I accomplished this. Now, don't overwhelm yourself with too much stuff, right? Don't do too much stuff. because then you get frustrated. You got a list of 12 things that you got to complete today that you'll feel successful. And if you only get 8 done, you're going, oh man, I wasn't successful. I only got 8 out of 12. Well, that's like a C. If you got 5 things to do and you get them all done, you're going, oh, I got those 5 things done. And wow, I was successful today. I got an A. Give myself an A. Give myself a little gold star on my forehead. Remember that as a kid? I don't know. You guys are not old enough to remember little gold stars. You never really wanted the black star, the blue star. It's like, blue star, so gold, silver, okay. The red one, but the blue one or black one, you're going, no, I was a failure. Don't give yourself black stars. That's not a good thing. I mean, unless you like black and it's a whole different story. Take risks and chase success. Now, we won't get into that one. Surround yourself with successful people. Success rubs off. Seeing how other people reach success in whatever chosen field. For example, the love languages and success and relationships. Well, you surround yourself with successful people that have shown people how to do it and know how to do it and know how to communicate with their partner and show love to their partner and build a relationship. Boom, done, right? Go to a therapist, right? Whatever. Next, be focused on your goals and make your life goal-oriented. So that's living your purpose. I'm going to get back to purpose. That's like top of my list. If I would say my pathway to success are purpose, have a purpose, know what you want to be successful in, have a purpose, a life purpose, and how does my life purpose tie into this successful area of my life, right? This area. And also, okay, let me go through a couple more and then I'll kind of bounce a couple other ideas about what I think is successful. And I think I'll let my spirit guides kind of after a couple more of these. Imagine and visualize yourself being successful. Meditation, right? Meditation. Going in. Oh, okay. I'm going to skip through these a little bit because like there's 100 of them and I don't. Get rid of false beliefs and ideologies. Meditation. Cleaning out from your consciousness. So these false ideas and beliefs and blah, 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 blah. Be open to new ways of thinking. Let being open to the universe showing you new ideas, right? I mean, or book. Improve your social skills. Now, you can even meditate to do that. You can see yourself in social situations and you can play act in social situations in meditation to get more familiar with it, right? You can play it out. I'm going to a party tonight or I'm going to a business meeting. Well, let me meditate on it. Let me go through a guided meditation of doing this and how it feels. And you create the feeling, the emotion of doing it successfully, right? Accept failure and learn from it. That's a pretty cool idea too, isn't it? So much time do I have left? Okay, I have approximately 12 minutes. Let's see. Well, let me have my spirit guides talk to you. Then we'll talk a little bit. Maybe they'll talk about this one idea of this pathways to success. You know, you got to know what success is to you. I mean, you got to have a goal, right? A certain goal. I mean, you can shift and change. And what's success for you at 20 is not necessarily successful to you at 60, right? But you can understand it and you can change your goals. Be flexible. And then how does that play into my life purpose? What is my life purpose? Why am I on planet Earth at this time? What am I here to do? That's a big question, isn't it? Like, what am I here to do? What is my life purpose? Meditation, again, takes you there and shows you how, shows you what that is. You resonate with your soul, your higher self, the spirit, and to get it a confirmation on your purpose. Now, most people know what their purpose is or have an idea, but it's good to get confirmation on that, right? Okay, so now I let my spirit teachers talk to you. I think they're going to talk about the final point that I wanted to make about success and the pathway to success. All successful people, now from our perspective, from the non-physical perspective, we go by the name or the group name of Sarah, we're a group of non-physical entities. And so, but we observe humanity and we help to, let's say, create humanity or to instill in humanity certain qualities, certain attributes. Many of us have lived in a physical environment and understand the physical environment, but able to step back in the non-physical world and reflect back to you, okay, this is what you might want to try doing. See, we're never going to tell you exactly what to do because you have to decide for yourself. This is going to work. I like this. I like this idea. So we give you ideas. We give you thoughts. Now, there's no right or wrong. You can decide not to do it, and your life's going to go on, and you're going to come back to the non-physical world and have another lifetime and learn from your experiences. But sometimes it's just easier if you get guidance. Isn't it just, if you know a little guidance in your life, makes your life a little bit easier, a little less of a struggle. Okay, so we're focusing on success today. We'll get back to success. So you know about the key. What is success to you at this point in your life? Where do you want to be successful? That's pretty straightforward, and but also, how does that play into your life purpose? If you want to be successful at something and it has nothing to do with your life purpose, you're going to struggle. You're going to be out of sync with your inner being. Your inner being, your soul, is telling you, no, this is your purpose. Let's say you're here to be an artist, create great artwork. And you decide somewhere along the line, maybe it's pressure from family, siblings, teachers, you should be a banker. You will be very successful as a banker. And you pursue that. You go, oh, I can do that. There's good money in being a banker. But in the back of you, in the inside of you, that artist is screaming at you, going, no, you're an artist. You're an artist. So maybe as a banker, you start to realize, no, I'm an artist. So you start to create art on your side. It becomes your avocation. Eventually, it will become your vocation. Eventually, you'll get to your life purpose. Hopefully, you're not 70 or 80 by the time you get to your life purpose, but you'll get to your life purpose. You know, you have to retire to do your life purpose. But hopefully, you can get it sooner, do it sooner than that. Okay, so we've established these two points of what is success to you and how does it tie into your life purpose. Okay, now the third ingredient that we talked to George about, we talked to you about, and we want you to emphasize is your vibration. If you're functioning at a very high vibrational place, and we're going to use the word love here, because love is the highest vibration, pure, unconditional love. Okay, not love tainted by, oh, if I love this person, they'll love me back. And, you know, all those, none of the negative attributes of the word love, but just pure godlike love that you carry around with you, the vibration of love, that high vibration, wonderful feeling you have. I'm in love with life. I'm in love with my animals. I'm in love with nature. I'm in love with this because it feels so good. Love feels good. When you're loving something, whether it be a person or a situation or an animal or nature itself or your job, okay, your job. So you love your job. You're excited about going to work. You have down days, but for the most part, you love. That is when you're going to be successful. If you're not living your purpose, it's hard to get into that love thing, right? If you're not living your purpose, if you're doing something that's contrary to your life purpose, you're trying to be successful at it, then it doesn't feel right. Man, I can't love my job. It's okay. It's making me money, but I don't love my job. But if you're living your purpose, you can say, I love my job. So then the way of identifying your life purpose, do you love what you're doing? Do you get excited about doing what you do? So you see that love, that vibration, how that plays into being successful? Because if you love what you're doing, if you love your relationship, you're in love in your relationship, if you're able to keep that love alive, then you're going to have a successful relationship. If you love money. That sounds kind of negative to some people, but you love the process of earning money, and you know that if you earn money, you're going to benefit other people. You can love money because, A, it does a lot of nice things for you, but also you can be very generous. You can do acts of kindness. You can give to charity. You can give to homeless. You can do things with money. Money gives you the power to assist others. You know, very, very rich people have learned somewhere along the line that it's more important to give that money back out. It's more important you've achieved it. It's been your goal and your job and your creation is to, you're rewarded for it. But now you decide, you know, I love that feeling of taking this money and giving it to somebody, some other organization, some other cause, some helping students get through college or underprivileged, doing beautiful things for society, helping with climate change, developing ideas for climate change to fix climate change. Boom, done. So you're in love with something that you're able to use that money for. So you see that vibration of love, how important it is. Do you love what you're doing? We would ask anybody, do you love what you're doing? I mean, really love what you're doing. You're excited about doing it. You know, everybody has down days and depressed days and a little discouraged, a little tired, I need a vacation. Well, then take the vacation so you can rebuild that love for what you like to do. You can be successful. You need that diversion. That's another little side angle. You know, on a road or highway, and they used to be so more prevalent than they are now, there are rest stops. You've been driving for 3 hours, then the other town that you're getting to is another 2 hours away, and you see a little rest stop. You can go and take a restroom break. You can drink some water. You can walk around a little bit. It's a rest stop. It's a break. So you can get back on that road, that pathway. So you need those breaks. I know we're going off on a different tangent here, but you need that. That on that pathway to success, you need to take breaks. You need vacations. Okay? You need to be loved. You need to love what you do, and you need to be loved. On the road to success, you need to give love and receive love. Open yourself to be loved. Well, I'm too busy to be loved. No, you're not. You're never too busy to be loved. You're never too busy to have a partner, a person in your life that's able to fill up. Now, we love this idea of this love language thing and filling your love bucket back up. You need that love bucket filled back up. You need to feel loved. That drives you to success, doesn't it? To feel loved. You're doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for others. You're appreciated. Somebody loves you. And it drives you forward. And what's that expression? Beside every great man or woman, there's a equal great partner, right? So you're loved. So seeking love and being in love is one of the ways to reach success. So if you're not in love, open it up to the universe. I mean, that's one way that we can help you, is to put yourself in a place to be loved. Open yourself up to be loved, manifesting love in your life, successful in manifesting love. We can show you how to do that. And George talks about meditation. We'll guide you on a meditation. But, you know, he didn't mention in his little lead up about meditations that we direct meditations. We use him as an instrument of us, spirit, non-physical world, to guide you through a meditation that's particular to your specific needs. What you're trying to achieve, what your success is. You know, there's a lot of general meditations out there, and they're great meditations and guided meditations, breathing meditations, guided meditations. There are a lot of great ones out there. But specifically, you need one tailored to you and your specific success story. How to get there? How to achieve success? And we can tailor that for you because we know you. Your spirit guides know you. Your ancestors know you. They're going to feed to us. Okay, this Harry, he needs this. Harry needs this. Jane needs this and this and this. So we would assist you with that. So be open to it. Be open to a meditation that helps you to be successful. Clear up all those old beliefs, those ideas that you've gained as a childhood, in your childhood that have limited you now. That's most of you are held back by those false beliefs that you developed before the age of 12. You know that? Most of you are held back. Most of your doubts and fear come from childhood, and your parents and your siblings and your teachers and your neighbors. So let's clear those out. Let's get rid of those. Let's get you focused back on success. We'd love to do that for you. So thank you for listening. Oh, so have a successful weekend. Know what you want and go for it. Thank you. Okay, I'm back. My spirit guides are back. They were fun today. You know, I was struggling with that. You know, I knew that they were telling me, well, on the road to success, there's knowing what you want, knowing what is successful in whatever area you want to focus on, knowing that it's part of your life purpose. Does that seeking that part of your life purpose, and then I got the word love, and I didn't know how to you know, weave that in. But my spirit guides just did, so thank them for that. I love you guys. So I'll be back on Monday. I don't know what we'll talk about. We'll talk about sort of success, I guess. And talk to you later. Bye.